Hannah Kontinen is a postdoctoral researcher in the Department of Social Research at the University of Helsinki. She studied the relationship between depression and obesity. Hannah, can you start by explaining what depression actually is?
In science, the term depression is used to mean very different things. It can include different kind of symptoms, both psychological and somatic symptoms. The core psychological symptoms are usually sad mood, loss of interest, reduced energy, a low self-esteem. And then somatic symptoms can include changes in appetite, both increase and decrease in appetite, and also various kind of sleeping problems, such as sleeping too little or sleeping too much.
And how is depression related to obesity?
The association between depression and obesity is quite complex. Depressive symptoms can lead to both weight gain or weight loss. It depends on the individual and the situation. We also know that the relationship between depression and obesity is bidirectional. Depression can lead to later development of obesity, and then obesity can lead to later development of depression. There can be several mechanisms. For example, there can be reduced motivation and self-confidence for a healthy lifestyle. Also, depression can lead to changes in appetite, which can then lead to problems in the regulation of eating, and this can then lead to weight gain. Then if we think about if obesity leads to later onset of depression, we well know obese people encounter discrimination as well as negative attitudes. These kind of issues can lead to lower self-esteem, which can then lead to increased depressive symptoms, and then we can have a cycle of influences between depressive symptoms and weight changes.
How about your research in this area?
We have quite recently conducted two studies related to depression and weight changes. Two different psychosocial factors explain the positive association between depression and obesity: eating in response to negative emotions and low confidence in the ability to maintain physical activity behaviors. We found that these two factors did explain the positive association between depression and higher BMI, higher waist circumference, and higher body fat percent. In the second study, we were interested in the association between depressive symptoms and weight changes over time. We used data which covered 20 years from the Finnish population. And we found in that data that higher initial depressive symptoms among men predicted a faster increase in body mass index. But among women, we did not find this association. Among women, we found some evidence that higher body mass index predicts a later increase in depressive symptoms.
What are the main implications of your research findings?
If we think about weight control programs, our results suggest that it is important to address depressive symptoms. We also need to develop more methods to improve people's ability to cope with different kind of traits related to appetite, for example, emotional eating. Also, it is very important to increase their confidence in the ability to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Then if we think about implications on societal and policy level, we need more actions to change the current food and physical activity environment to make it easier for people to lead a healthier life. Also, I think there is a high need to reduce the weight-based stigmatization, because we know that the negative attitudes that obese people encounter and the discrimination, it doesn't help in losing weight. Actually, we know it can have negative effects in losing or maintaining the lost weight.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.